Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Bharathi Jagdish, and Ryan Huang with you. It's time now for Why It Matters.
Now, this particular headline involving, of all things and people, clowns, caused an uproar a few weeks back. I'm sure many of you remember this.
I love it. Even agencies like, news agencies like the Washington Post or even the Sun picked up this piece. Clowns spotted outside a few primary schools in the East. And the clown himself, the man rather, allegedly offered $1,000 to a student to follow him. Though this part cannot quite be confirmed yet, to be honest.
But I think it's only natural that a few parents panicked and multiple police reports were lodged against the clowns. However, it's not the guy's fault, okay? It's not the clown's fault. It's the company behind the marketing campaign, Speech Academy Asia. They have since apologized for all that panic that they caused, but is that enough?
So can a brand or a company recover when a marketing campaign or a publicity stunt has gone wrong? Let's find out from Tina Chopra, founder and director for Script Consultants. Tina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
I don't suppose you have a fear of clowns, do you?
Actually, I'm not mortified by them, but I'm not very comfortable around them.
Yeah.
There's something about clowns, you know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one of those types who can go to a party and have a lot of fun because the clown has this so much of makeup on, and you know, it's kind of very, makes me very edgy.
Oh,
I think it's worse when they offer you money to follow them. Then you really wonder about their motivations, right?
Yeah. So we're talking about the Speech Academy case here, right? I mean, the matter is still being investigated by the police. But, you know, and I did see, I don't know if you managed to see the interview in which this clown, particular clown, Kai, said that he did not offer any money or, you know, he did not do those things. So the police is investigating. But, you know, from a parent's perspective, I can really understand if there's some truth to it. But I have two kids of my own, and I constantly tell them, you know, it's like stranger danger, you know, do not talk to strangers. And also it brings about the question that, you know, even if you offer some money to a child, I mean, is the child in a position to make any decision, you know? I mean, the point, and this brings us to the question of marketing, right? I mean, yeah, the purpose of marketing, you want to attract attention and, you know, you want to get the parents also intrigued. But I think in this case, they ended up getting everybody alarmed rather than intrigued.
You see, it's unintended consequences, isn't it? You know, the marketing campaign sounds good when you're sitting in a meeting and discussing it. But once it gets out there, it goes so wrong in unimaginable ways, and of course unintentionally many times. So what do you think needs to happen during that discussion process in order to minimize the occurrence of such a blowback?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. The point that I want to draw attention here is, you know, typically when companies plan a marketing campaign, they do not look at it as a strategic campaign, or, you know, they do not look at it as a communication that could probably make or break the brand. I mean, for larger companies, bigger MNCs, or companies who have all these frameworks and blueprints and, you know, so much of intellectual property that they have invested in, they always have guidelines to follow. The problem actually comes for small and medium-sized companies, because when they plan a campaign, they fail to see, you know, various implications of what it could mean. And now, in this case, let's see, I mean, I don't know how the discussion happened or what they wanted to achieve, but I believe they have, you know, used mascots earlier. And this is all information in the public domain that I'm drawing these inferences from. But they then seem to pluck that page out of that playbook, you know, and they try to implement it in a situation that involved kids. Now, I don't know if they thought through all of this, and then did they even consider the impact it could have with so much of social media around us? So, you know, everybody is now a media producer. If a parent is threatened, if a child is threatened, or the school, everybody, you know, they can actually upload something on social media and it can lead to a lot of negative sentiments. So when people talk about social media, that can amplify the consequences. It also amplifies the negativity. So in my opinion, then, especially for, again, I would say it's very, very critical for small and medium-sized companies to actually think through. Another thing which I feel is sometimes, you know, senior management can get caught in something which I would like to term as an echo chamber. You know, when a member proposes something. So, you know, if we three of us are brainstorming on an issue and Bharti says, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. And you say, yeah, this is a great idea. And I say, yeah, this is a great idea. But we do not run it by, say, people who are closer to the ground or people who would be end users. So I don't know how many parents they consulted or, you know, whether they tested it. So it does not bring about any diversity or does not bring about any opinions that may prove the contrary to be right.
Here's the thing, Tina. In an age where DEI efforts are being talked about a lot more, diversity, inclusion, equity, to minimize and even prevent marketing fails, shouldn't you hire diverse people, people from diverse backgrounds? I mean, I'm just thinking about other recent marketing fails. For example, Pepsi's recent ad with which featured Kendall Jenner in the context of the Black Lives Matter protests. So it's about diversity in terms of race, gender, sexual orientation, disabilities, all sorts of other things as well, your socioeconomic background. Isn't it possible for marketing teams to, instead of just consulting these people, to actually hire people from diverse backgrounds as well so that you prevent this?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very, very good point. And if you see the trends globally, there are officers, you know, larger companies, again, you know, it's an unequal kind of paradigm here, what we are talking about, exactly spot on, because larger companies are investing in these resources. You know, you have special diversity officers in the marketing team. They're diversity storytellers. Actually, I've come across designations to say, oh, I'm a diversity storyteller, which, you know, their job is just like a risk officer, you know, looking at campaigns, looking at content, and, you know, looking at issues that can arise from things like, you know, newsjacking. So when you talked about the Pepsi campaign, the Pepsi campaign actually emerged because, you know, there was this Black Lives Matter and somebody sitting somewhere thought, you know, it would be a good idea to newsjack this and make this go with the sentiments. But, you know, again, was that looked at adequately? While all of this is really, really good, what it actually also means is that smaller companies may find it really difficult. You know, smaller companies may be operating on a budget. And now COVID is also a game changer, especially for smaller companies. We know everybody is hurting, and smaller companies may not have deep pockets, especially now coming back to Speech Academy or enrichment classes, as we call them in Singapore, or tuition classes, as they're called somewhere else. The footfall would have gone down, but the world is moving towards hybridization of business models. Smaller companies may actually be struggling with just getting the revenues to the levels they were. While it's a good question, I don't know how many of them will have the resources actually to invest in diverse or a lot of manpower.
Continuing to use Speech Academy Asia as our case study, Tina, there are a couple of issues I want to look at here. One, of course, the director of the company saying he didn't know the marketing team would dress up that way. There is also the obvious lack of knowing their audience, their target audience, which has led to this. There is the other mindset that, hey, bad publicity is, well, publicity still, so why not? What I want to get at, Tina, looking at this entire case, how can Speech Academy Asia bounce back? I mean, are they going to see a drop-off in signups? Are they going to see bad business before they can spin the story around? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, again, when I also looked at some of the comments online, I also noticed that there's a lot of negative sentiment. I mean, like you said, just in the introduction, they actually did manage to get a lot of press. They were covered in the Washington Post, some of the UK papers, but still the on ground, you know, who their end users are. And like you actually said, you know, their end users may be children who they are trying to sell these public speaking courses to or courses to, but actually the decision is made by the parents. So the parent is going to decide what is right for my child and whether I'm going to send my child to this class. And if there is a lot of negative sentiment in the parents, it really doesn't help your case. So some of the comments that I saw online was, you know, parents said, we had tri classes, I was thinking of it, but I do not want to go ahead now because, you know, so for a small company, again, you know, it can be really, really damaging to just try and empathize with them for a minute. You know, here are people who build a business from ground up over 8 years, and something like this can have such a negative repercussion. So now what can the management do there? There are two things they can do, right? I mean, it can be like, we keep quiet, we do nothing about it, we wait for the storm to blow out and over, and you know, we hope that public memory is short and people will come back later on. Or, you know, at the risk of sounding philosophical, I would like to say that, you know, be honest. There are so many examples where, you know, larger companies have come across and said, sorry, we made a mistake, and you know, we want to rectify it. And again, I'm not sure if the management is, again, thinking very strategically about it, but in my opinion, this is the time they actually should seek some professional help. I mean, their agencies, their companies who actually are brand advisors, or, you know, who. So it's like, you know, you don't want to go to a doctor until something is wrong with you. But once you find some symptoms, you really have to go and fix the problem. So that's the same thing with marketing. Once you see that something is not going right, you know, you need to consult somebody, an image consultant, or who, you know, a PR agency, a marketing consultancy, to see how you can fix the problem. I mean, some of the things they could probably do would be, you know, offer a unique scholarship or reach out to the parent allegedly whose child was offered that $1,000 or who was offered, and say that, you know, sorry, we made a mistake, and here you get like lifetime of free speech or coaching classes.
But Tina, I mean, there is a legal case going on right now.
Right.
I mean, surely the smart thing to do would be to wait for some kind of a ruling, or should they already try to make amends right now?
No. Like we said at the outset, the police investigation is on, and we are not privy to a lot of facts. Right, we are just basing everything on what is in out in the public. So yes, they should actually look at and they are the right people to judge what is the timing, because they would know how far the investigations have proceeded, or, you know, what stage it is at, and how it is affecting their business. So the call essentially is, again, the management's, and now the management should look at, you know, how they can probably think through all of this and whether they want to do something out of it. I mean, it's a call that the senior management needs to take.
I know you said earlier, Tina, that a lot of companies don't have the resources to employ a diverse marketing team or to even run focus groups, which constitute a diverse group of individuals. In this case, they probably would have benefited from consulting some parents before rolling out such a marketing plan. But the cost of failed marketing could certainly outstrip the cost of perhaps getting some expert help in running focus groups. The question now is, how can people move on from such an incident, which you talked about a little, but what about the people who feel that, you know, no publicity is bad publicity, this is actually a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who think every publicity is good publicity. At least people know, and, you know, worldwide people know. But it is good publicity only if you can bank on it. So let us take a step back. Let's look at what is the purpose of marketing. So essentially, the purpose of marketing is to generate revenues for a brand. Now, people do it by building your your brand building exercises, or people can do it with a tactical campaign like a 5% discount or $100 discount and walk in with me and do a trial class and all that. Until you reach that stage where you can use this, and sorry to throw some jargon in, you know, you can use this opportunity to create a funnel for you, a sales funnel for you, where people will actually come and try out your product. It does not help you at all. In fact, you will spend up a lot of resources in tidying up things at the back end because of all the negativity that has been associated with the whole thing as of now.
Definitely lots to think about there. We have been talking about marketing campaigns gone wrong, how to recover from them. Tina Chopra, founder and director of Script Consultants, speaking with us this morning. Tina, we really appreciate your time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
You too. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.